A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servants, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out and there's still room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows. Make people come in that my home may be filled.'" Reading the Gospel of Luke, one begins to marvel that anyone at all invited Jesus over to dinner. Inviting Jesus to your table, Luke would seem to indicate, was an invitation to public humiliation, a recipe for disaster. It was bad enough when Jesus went into the home of his friends. Consider poor Martha. But today, Jesus is at table with scribes and Pharisees. Beware. The passage we've just read picks up in the middle of Jesus' meal with these men. He's just chastised everyone at the table for seeking the best spot and for only inviting their friends to dinner. When one guest, perhaps trying to change the topic, proclaims what appears to be a common piety of the time, "Blessed is the one who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Perhaps the first century version of, "Oh, will you look at the time?" But instead of offering everyone an easy escape, Jesus launches into a parable. He tells the story of a gracious host who wants to throw a most marvelous banquet. In typical first century Middle Eastern fashion, he's invited all of his friends in advance to find out how many would be coming. Host would use this RSVP to decide what kind of meat they'd slaughter and prepare for their guests. If maybe a few were coming, they'd get chicken. If many, perhaps a calf. But once the animal was slaughtered, there was no stopping the party. It would have to be consumed that night, or it would all go bad. And when all was prepared, it was typical to send around a second invitation, requesting that the guest come, for all was set. It's here that Jesus' story that everything goes awry. For the guests who have already committed to coming suddenly come up with some very lame, last-minute excuses, each one more insulting than the last. The first says that he has just bought a field and must go out to see it. Now, given the great value of agricultural land in the region of Palestine and the normal fashion in which land negotiations were completed, it's ridiculous to think that the owner would not have already inspected every inch of this land on foot and not known not only every tree, incline, and rock, but also the entire human history of cultivation on this plot. As one exegete states, it would be like saying, "I've just bought a house over the telephone, and I need to go find out what kind of neighborhood is it in." The invitee is clearly letting the host know, in no uncertain terms, "This plot of land is more important to me than my relationship with you." The second says that he has just bought 5 yoke of oxen, another purchase that would never even be considered without first finding out their age and history and testing them pull a plow back and forth across the field. The modern-day parallel might be something like, "I've just bought 5 used cars, and I need to go find out their make and model. Give them a test drive." In a first-century context, this excuse was even more insulting than the first. Land was holy and sacred, but oxen are unclean animals. The invitee is letting the host know, "In my order of priorities, you come below unclean animals." The third excuse, though, some exegetes believe would be the worst. Though it might sound kind of strange to us in modern-day context, there's an extreme reluctance among first-century Middle Eastern men to speak of the women and their families in public. In essence, the invitee was announcing, "Although I said I would come, it turns out this afternoon I'm busy with a woman. I would prefer to spend the next couple hours with a woman rather than you." Lame excuses are generally a sign that something's gone wrong in a relationship. The host's trusted buddies don't want to come to his party. And what was it? What had happened between them? Jesus spoke this parable to the Pharisees and lawyers, persons in his time that he clearly felt were giving lame excuses to the God with whom they had long been in covenant. For lifetimes, these men dreamed of eating in the kingdom of God. But it had always been a thing of the future, an unfulfilled invitation so distant that it could become this common piety. Happy are those who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. Now that the table had actually been set by Jesus, they found that they rather preferred waiting for it than eating in it. Something was blocking their willingness to come to the feast. And while exegetes pose a number of possibilities, and we could continue to wonder what was it, maybe more importantly we need to ask, what is it? For Jesus, of course, also directs this parable to us. Each of us has been offered a seat at God's table, a share in God's joy. And while we know that there's more to come in the end time, there's an abundance to which we have already been invited to partake in the kingdom that is right now. And while I won't speak for you, I at least know that I am not savoring it to the full. There are blocks I've allowed to come between me and the joy that's supposed to be mine. A pattern of pretty lame excuses that I come up with on a daily basis in which I find lots of things that take priority to my friendship with God. Meanwhile, as in the parable, the party goes on without me. And what about you? What is your excuse for missing the banquet of life? What's this excuse rooted in? How have you said no to joy today? And how could you say yes? Blessed are they who will eat bread in the kingdom of God, the Pharisees said to Jesus. No, Jesus says in reply, blessed are they who do eat bread